Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Hile. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting fifth. The DH, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Decker. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Brett steals second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. Brett scores. McRae moves to third. It's 2-0, Royals. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Braun. McRae scores. Cowens scores. Stinson moves to second. It's 4-0, Royals. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek takes first base on ball four. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stinson moves to third. Potek moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hile who is chasing the ball. Paquette reaches third base with a triple. Stinson scores. Potek scores. White goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Decker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 0. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. Mayberry moves to second. It's 8-0, Royals. Vic Albury now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bostock. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Mayberry scores. McRae moves to third. It's 9-0, Royals. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stinson hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. Cowens tags and moves to third. One out. It's 10-0, Royals. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Potek hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cowens tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Albury fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens, who is chasing the ball. Bostock reaches third base with a triple. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Twins 0. The Royals will come to bat. Glenn Borgman now catching. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Paquette hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Paquette reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Paquette moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew juggles the ball. That's an error on Carew. Paquette scores. It's 12-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. McRae reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. Mayberry moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 13-0, Royals. Al Fitzmaurice pinch runs for Hal McRae. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mayberry tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 14-0, Royals. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 14, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field. Cowens picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cowens. Carew goes all the way around to score. Braun moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 14-1, Royals. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Borgman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 14, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Potek hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Paquette hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 14, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gomez moves to third. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-2 in the game. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on White. Gomez scores. Bostock moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 14-2, Royals. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bostock scores. Hile moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 14-3, Royals. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hile scores. Carew moves to second. One out. It's 14-4, Royals. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Marty Patton now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 14, and the Twins 4. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fran Healy pinch hits for Alfitz Morris. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy strikes out. 2 outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 14, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gomez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 14, and the Twins 4. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Stinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stinson moves to second. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Paquette hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Paquette reaches second base with a double. Stinson scores. White moves to third. It's 15-4, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. Paquette moves to third. It's 16-4, Royals. Mike Pazek now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 16, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now playing third base. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hile hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk juggles the ball. That's an error on Quirk. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to second. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 16, and the Twins 4. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Bry now playing left field. Jerry Terrell now playing right field. Craig Cusick now playing first base. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-1 in the game. Healy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. he has a sacrifice fly. He's got four RBIs. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Stinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Healy moves to second. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Patek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Healy scores. Stinson moves to third. It's 17 to 4, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 17, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Salayton now playing first base. Tom Hall now pitching. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 3 in the game. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 2 in the game. Borgman hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 17, and the Twins 4. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 doubles and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Paquette is called out on strikes. 1 out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Salayta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salayta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quirk moves to third. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Healy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 17, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gomez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gomez moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salayta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. Gomez moves to third. 1 out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gomez scores. 2 outs. It's 17-5, Royals. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Terrell reaches second base with a double. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 17, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.